The thinking behind some of the group's recommendations goes something like, how much will it cost to increase or decrease this program? And how much will it cost later if we don't do this? The group advocates spending more on early childhood education, bilingual programs, smaller class sizes, and special education. Strapped rural school districts should look seriously at sharing services with another district. In high poverty areas, districts might study the effects of a longer school year or residential schools for children from homeless families. The chair of the group is Michael Spector.
We aren't advocating just more money in general into schools. We're advocating that either we bring up to date some of the programs that have worked, or we try some pilots on new programs, but in each case we try to tailor closely what we're doing to what the real problems are.
Spector says keeping highly qualified teachers in low-income districts is one problem. So to raise teacher morale and give them incentive to improve academic performance, the task force recommends ending the QEO, or Qualified Economic Offer, that limits salary increases. However, the group would not eliminate the caps on what a district can spend each year. Rather, Spector says old-fashioned arbitration should be allowed to work.
I believe that when we go back to real collective bargaining, which involves health insurance, teacher salary structures, and other issues, that there will be much greater incentive to settle those issues without arbitration. But if we do go to arbitration, the arbitrators will look hard at those criteria and try to make decisions that give strong weight to them, as they're supposed to.
That contentious issue has riled up school boards. Joelle Lester is the lobbyist for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
The fear would be that instead of being 80% of the overall budget, teacher salaries and benefits would be 85%, say, or 87%.
Lester says besides eliminating the QEO and what she says is a lack of a definite plan to deal with health insurance, her group does support the task force's 39 recommendations, as long as there's a way to pay for the extra programs if teacher salaries go up.
We're at a place in school districts in Wisconsin where there is no fat to cut, and almost any proposal is going to take funding out of some classroom service to children.
The schools in Wisconsin are not starved for revenue or resources.
Jim Pugh is Public Relations Director for WMC, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. His organization is particularly incensed at the task force proposal to raise the sales tax from 5% to 6% and fund schools with it instead of property taxes. But task force chair Michael Spector explains there are fewer homeowners who actually have children in school these days. He adds that sometimes makes it harder to get them to support their local public school system since they want lower property taxes.
We are looking to generate enough from the sales tax increase and the exemption changes to support a 20% statewide on average reduction in the property tax. That's going to be about $1.4 billion.
The task force didn't specify which sales tax exemptions would be eliminated, only that there should be no sales tax on food, medicine, or health care. But WMC's Jim Pugh says the sales tax idea is wrong-headed.
You have to be very leery of a proposal that purports to lower one tax by raising another, especially when they're eliminating some of the spending restrictions and didn't suggest that other spending restraints be put on other levels of government.
There is some accountability within the recommendations. To learn what it actually costs to educate an average child in Wisconsin, the task force recommends conducting a study to determine a statewide adequacy standard. If put in place, districts could spend that amount of money per pupil. Also, those suffering declining enrollment would need to prepare a comprehensive master plan on continuing education to students in that district. This whole plan will be difficult for some lawmakers and the governor to accept, given that many adamantly oppose any tax increase. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.